Welcome to Lupin's On, Season 8, Episode 15, where we watch The Magic Prank Show. And what was my quote? I don't know what my quote is. That's my quote. I'm Chris Lorenz.
There's a lot of head tricks in magic. This is Brian.
Sorry, Brian. Vincent Van Dyke. This is Noah.
Yeah. If this is your first time joining us, we watch a different reality show each week, figuring out if it's good or bad. And last week, we watched The McBee Dynasty. We did a poll on Twitter, and we had a tie between top and middle third. So there you go. Now, Noah, what show do we watch this week?
Magician, comedian, and expert trickster Justin Willman and his crew pull elaborate pranks on unsuspecting targets to help real people get payback. That's The Magic Prank Show with Justin Willman on Netflix.
Yeah, so this is like a format now, right? Like, this is our third one in the last year that's like essentially the same format.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where like, we did the prank panel, which, spoiler alert, I think is better than this show. Personally, we could talk about that. Personally, just my personal opinion.
Yeah, personally.
And then we had celebrity prank panel, celebrity something. What was the celebrity one with Joel McHale?
Celebrity Prank Wars.
Yeah. Good job, right?
Yeah, that was it. That one was garbage. Do not watch that one.
Garbage.
I mean, all of this is just kind of spinning off of Punk'd, which there hasn't been too much after Punk'd. I guess people thought, like, we're good, and then now it's like, now we can compete.
Right, like, Punk'd is definitely, like, I don't know if there's anything before Punk'd. Like, obviously, there's probably something, like, you know, you can do, like, America's Funniest Home Videos, kind of, you know, and, like, but what I think Punk'd is definitely
the Tom Green Show, Jackass.
Oh, yeah.
This is all like kind of we're playing pranks on people.
Jackass was before Punk'd, right?
Yeah.
I would say Jackass was like more playing.
You're right.
Themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a segment on the show where some guy would just get in a thong and dance on random people. I would call that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They stopped doing pranks because they got like super noticed, and then they just mostly pranked each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it definitely blended, right? Like, they did like just a bunch of like silly tricks and pranks,
and then like they did pranks on their parents and stuff, like Bam and Tom Green. Mostly just pranked their parents,
right? That was big.
Yeah, Punk'd was probably one of the first ones that was just like, we're gonna go specifically prank this person one time. You know, or
probably, yeah. And there's definitely like a full lineage to look in there. You know, figure that out.
We haven't done Punk'd. Maybe we should do Punk'd.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't know if I've ever actually watched Punk'd, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I was like very anti MTV, like at the time.
Wow.
I was counterculture.
Man,
you know,
you're a counter.
I watched Disney Channel. I don't know. Yeah. I watched anime. I did watch a lot of anime at the time, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I definitely was into MTV for a good period of time, you know? Like, TRL, I was definitely into it for a period of time.
I just liked when Tom Green, like, lost a nut, and he did, like, a special on nut cancer.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the show. Let's talk about this show. Wasn't there a show? This guy have a different show, a similar premise before, or am I lying?
Yeah, Magic.
Thinking of some
Magic for Humans.
Yeah, with Karens, all the Karens.
With all the Karens,
he had a segment on the show, and it was like something for Karens, and that was his thing.
Oh, did we do that show? I feel like we did. But anyway, his name is Justin something.
Yeah. Justin Willman.
So he does magic. And the premise of the show is, obviously, we probably talked about it, but he gets prank ideas from, like, an audience member or whatever. And then they go and design a prank specific to, you know, their scenario. So, like, the first scenario is Vincent. He's been pranked by his sister, Valerie, with this, like, fake head a couple times in the past. So they want to prank Valerie with some sort of fake head situation. And so we get to see Vincent and Justin meet at a random grocery store, which was really weird. Like, okay, I guess you could meet there. That's a thing funny. You can do.
Definitely funny.
Is it? I just thought it was weird.
I think it's clever. I don't know.
It's under the guise of just going grocery shopping.
And then we got four people help Justin make these pranks. We got Stuart, Kyle, Austin, and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Kim is like a comedian that they snuck in here to get some jokes in.
The giggles.
Kim and Cogman. The other three actually help with the prank.
Yeah. I mean, Kim, like, got a decent thing going on. She has 138,000 Instagram followers. You know, that's...
Kim Cogden?
Yeah, and she's at Kim Cogden. So, I mean, like, that's very legitimate, you know?
No. I mean, she's put in the show from Netflix. Whereas I think the other people are, like, friends with Justin and help him do magic.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not her, like, main thing. Like, I'm on her link tree and she doesn't link anything to this show.
It did just come out. Her apex.
But no, that's what I mean. It did just come out. So you would think she would be on promoting it, right? It would be in her link tree. Like, and it's not. So I think that just gives a sense of, like, she's got a lot of stuff going on.
So the intro, these people, and so they talk about what kind of prank they're going to do. And they were talking about there's a lot of head tricks with, you know, in comedy in general. They showed some sort of head twister kind of thing that looked freaky. Like,
I have no idea. Like, how do they do that?
They put this head in a swivel box and it looks like it rotates all the way around.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? How does that work? I don't know.
No idea.
Then they did some sort of head chopper. I don't know. Did they actually show that one or not?
They did. Well, they showed the guy's head being chopped off.
Okay.
That's what you mean.
Then they had they showed a test version of the prank that they were thinking about doing. So they go in and they're like, yeah, we're thinking about, what else does she like to do? She's like, really likes the spa. And we're like, oh, okay, well, we'll do it at a spa. So they do the spa. So they have this whole massage setup that they've tried where they put a towel over his real head and there's a fake head. And then this fake head just explodes on the wall.
It's so good.
So gory. There's so much blood everywhere that is better than it's better than PG-13 movies. Because it was so good. And I was so sad that they didn't I'm not sad that they didn't do that one because I got to see this one, obviously. But
it was so getting jarring. A reaction to that would be amazing. Like a real reaction out of the blue. It's like I don't know. I was upset they didn't do that. How do you get
that? I think the reaction to that would have been better than the actual reaction to the actual thing.
Right, exactly.
Because it's more like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, shit, there's blood everywhere. Oh, my God, is that his head? Like, there's a lot more, it happens all at once. But then there's, different, levels of, figuring out what's going on that you could have gotten. That the reasoning behind they didn't do it is because they said it was too fast. You know, you're making a 30-minute television show. It was a little quick, you know.
Right.
If you're making a 15-second TikTok, I'm in.
fuck's going on?
Right?
Right. Like, yeah, but I will still go down and being sad about this. Very sad.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. So they do this. The real prank here is they have some sort of like cryogenic chamber thing that they've set up where they like put his head in like a styrofoam box essentially. Yep. And they pretend like they're freezing the head, and then they like they have this alarms go off and like shit's going down, and eventually, you know, the box opens and there's like a block of ice for his head. And they keep playing it off like, oh my God, put the ice back in. It'll work. We'll reverse it and all this stuff. And this woman, and this Valerie's like, has like no reaction to like pretty much any of this.
Yeah, like she seems like more of like just shell shocked. Like she doesn't, she like can't even compose herself to a certain degree to respond. Because I think the biggest difference, like, while this ice head thing is very clever, to me, it's more gimmicky to a certain degree, even though the illusions are good.
It's just too fake. It's like too fake. Like if it was his head, like they 3D did his head and it was just like real frozen, you could get a good reaction out of that.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, it was just kind of like a random head. It wasn't really his head.
It was just a literal block of ice. You're like, his head did not turn to ice. I don't know. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Not really believable.
But still, like, impressive. Like, the magician.
Yeah, like, I don't know where his head is. I don't know, like, no idea. I don't know how they
do that. No.
Like, looks like his head should be in that box. Not in that box. And then eventually, like, put the thing back on and open it back up, and his head's just back normal. Like,
right. Like, that's super cool. So what do you think? Like, do you think she's just shell-shocked? Like, how come she's not freaking out more?
I think in the moment, it's just like, what's going on? Like, my brother's head is in a block of ice? That doesn't... Like, it's just, like, it's so far out there that it's just confusing.
Yeah.
Is really...
Yeah, I agree.
Is really where my head is at?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little too far-fetched for me to just immediately believe.
Yeah. It adds up, right? Because otherwise, this all just makes no sense. Zero senses. Also, can we talk about the setup a little bit? So, it's the brother pranking his sister. And so, for her birthday, they plan a, like, brother-sister spa day.
Hot.
I've
seen that scenario on a website before.
Like, I've never heard of brothers and sisters going to the spa together. Is that just me? Like...
I mean, I'm not weirded out by it.
No. I'm not, like, weirded out.
My sister doesn't like to go to spas. I would go to a spa with my sister. As long as it's not like an onsen where we're all like naked. I don't need that.
No, you don't need that. But like, I just found that out of all the scenarios you could tee up, brother sister spa day? I don't know. It wouldn't have.
I think you're nitpicking here. Your brother, your sister gave you a gift of a spa day, and she's going with you. You're spending some quality time with your sister.
I guess maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
You could talk about life. You could talk about.
I gotta think more about this. I gotta think more about it.
Brian, what do you think about going to the spa with your sibling?
It's not weird. Like, I don't know. It's not conventional, though. It's not something that, like, I would expect. But I'm not going to think twice about it. If somebody's going to offer me spa day, I'm going.
All right. So let's talk about Kendrick.
Kendrick
got outed as gay by his brother, and he has never forgiven his brother, Kendall.
Kendale. Yeah.
That's different than Kendall.
Very much. Kendale.
Okay.
It's not Kendall. Kendale.
All right. Kendale. Kendale apparently is terrified of robots.
And AI. And technology. And AI.
So they come up with this plan where they're gonna make a fake version of Justin and then swap the fake version of Justin with the real Justin and pretend he's a real life robot.
Mm-hmm.
And this scenario, I like the idea of him turning into a robot. That's pretty good. The scenario they get for Kendall to show up is not great. He's an accountant, so they have a fake company ask him to come in and do accounting stuff. But then the only thing they do while he's there is test this robot thing. I'm like, what does this have to do with accounting?
It is a little
really suspicious.
Yeah.
It is a little very odd. Suspicious. You're coming in for an accounting interview and they're like, well, you gotta get to know our products, not the first.
Yeah, also, I don't even give a fuck. Just show me the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't need to see your face. If you're terrified of robots and they come in and is like, hey, you want to look at my robot? I'm like, fuck no. I don't want to look at your robot. I just want to look at the accounting numbers. Fuck off. You know? That's just not what I want. They make the fake one and they put it on this wall, I guess. And in order to distract him, they try to have him put on this a neuro cap kind of thing where they would read your synapses, if you've seen those. Mm-hmm. But he refuses to put it on because he's like, I ain't doing that. They don't change the script for this prank. There's multiple times where he's like, yeah, we're reading your numbers and, we're reading your mind and stuff. And it's like, well, you're not, because he's not wearing the thing. If he was wearing the thing, some of that would have made way more sense.
No, they expected him not to wear it. They just wanted to distract him.
I think he was supposed to wear it.
Oh, you see, I thought they knew that he wasn't, because they knew they're like, he's really not into tech. Well, he's failed.
Yeah, he doesn't wear it. And then he flipped the thing. He doesn't see him flip it. And then Justin walks out like a robot. He's got some program that makes it sound robot sounds. It's pretty good. I definitely would be questioning what's going on here.
It was very good.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he sits down at a table and does a magic set where he picks whatever hand the penny is in and knows what hand the penny is in, which I don't know how he does that.
I don't think he needed to know, right?
I think he did. This is his set.
Oh, really? I think it was just kind of he can kind of try human. I don't think
no. How this would be lame if he didn't know what hand the penny was in.
Interesting. I mean, I get it. I don't know.
Brian Wright, will you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree.
And then he does this Rubik's Cube. The Rubik's Cube trick is pretty good.
The Rubik's Cube trick is amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
The guy mess up a Rubik's Cube, and then Justin messes up a Rubik's Cube, and then he makes them the same. like the same messed up as the other one. And it's real impressive. Like, I assume he's solving the Rubik's Cube to make it look the same, but I can't confirm or deny that's how he did it.
It's nuts.
Because he does it like one side at a time. Reveals one side at a time, but like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's an amazing trick.
For sure. What else happens after that? I think he just reveals that he's a robot. Or no, he pretends like he's reading his mind because Kendrick tells like him a bunch of personal details.
Yeah, that was good. That's, I like that. Very good. Yeah. Well, he says like, look, I'm me and the cameras, we're friends. I know things.
Freaky. Like, it's like a horror movie thing at that point.
Yeah.
And like, Kendall's acting like,
Kendall's in it.
Yeah. How does he know these things? What's going on here? And then they reveal the brother comes out on the other side of the wall at some point to reveal that it was a prank.
Yeah.
I don't think his reaction was all that good either.
Definitely not as good. He definitely was like, okay. You know,
They're definitely not designing these pranks for reactions, it seems.
Well,
no.
I think his reaction to the reveal was not great, but his reactions to the prank was good. Like, he was all in. Like, no. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm out. I'm leaving here. Like, so I think different types of reactions.
For sure. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to note about this guy is that, so Kendall, he is an accountant, but he graduated high school and college at the same time. What kind of person is this? He graduates college early, like essentially not going to college to be an accountant. Who's hiring an 18-year-old accountant?
It's crazy.
What kind of life goal are you having here? Like, what is this? What do you go? You get an accountant degree in high school? What? I need to talk to him about this. Like, what is going on in your brain? I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, you like numbers so much. You love to, you know, adding them all up and making sure they're the same. Like, who likes that? And who likes that at like, I don't know, 14.
It is kind of nuts. Like, I never heard, like, unless the college is just like some, like, not a 4 years.
Maybe, yeah, it could be in a, he might have had an associate's degree or something, maybe.
Something, you know?
Maybe his associate's degree.
And they have, or like, he graduated, you know, like, there's some people like go to high school and like in high school they get a ton of college credits. Like, this, there could be a world where he got like basically 3 years of college credits or something. I don't know.
I took psychology in high school. Did that.
Yeah, that's one.
I did one. That's good. That's good, right? Like, I didn't graduate at the same time, but.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll give you a clap. Clap.
I don't hear any clapping.
No, it was a metaphorical clap.
Metaphorical clap.
Yeah.
I mean, I took I was a smart kid. I had some AP classes, but that was the only, like, college class that I took.
I took
didn't really offer many college classes in my high school. That was, like, the only one.
Yeah, I did a few, but definitely not as some people who, like, really go hard on the ham there, you know?
Not like Kendall.
Kendall, yeah. Kendall's all in it. It's not a bad plan. Yeah.
So overall, I think that the pranks were elaborate and well done. Like, the magic part of them was really cool. Like, the magic, like, I don't know, this is some sort of like, we made the Statue of Liberty disappear kind of camera shenanigans or not. It's hard to tell, but. Yeah. Like, we're seeing a lot of stuff. Like, we're not, I believe that they're actually doing this stuff with magic.
It definitely looks like it. I remember when another show was on, you know, it's like some of this is like, no, this must be like TV magic, you know? And I think it's legit. Like, I actually, during COVID, he was doing Zoom shows, and I bought tickets for one of them. And yeah, it's legit. Like, at least on Zoom, you know, you can still do stuff, but like, still a live video stream. You know, it's not like some really fancy tech.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other minutia before we get to questions?
I don't know about you guys. Like, my notes in this show is very sparse. Like, it was fun to watch, but, like, there wasn't a lot to notate.
I agree with that.
It's mostly just, like, the little details.
Yeah.
I had to remember the whole show. I had to write it down.
Yeah. The one thing that was pretty cool, they got a makeup artist. It was my clip for the show, the Van Dyke guy, in his studio. They do really good work. I went to their Instagram to see like how they do what they do, and it's very good. Vincent Van Dyke, very good stuff.
My quip was supposed to be, "This prank will self-destruct."
It's a good prank. Good
prank. I blew it. All right. Should we go over worst human being?
I don't know if there is one.
Is it Kendall for outing his brother?
Yeah, that seems reasonable, but, you know, it seems like he did it when he was a kid. Like, he didn't really know better to a certain degree, you know? So,
I think it's kind of cruel to take somebody on a prank show, like, in general. So, like, for something, so here there are two options here, Noah, for you. It's either Kendall or Kendrick. Kendrick for taking this guy on a prank show for something that he did, like, as a kid. Or it's this guy, Kendall, for doing something as a kid. Those are your two options.
I'm going to go with the adult because they're more informed. So, Kendrick.
There you go. Would the show be better if it was a Quibi or TikTok? Brian, go.
I think it would be a little bit better. I think just showing like the pranks and stuff makes for good, easy contact. I don't necessarily need the full backstory all the time.
I would 1,000% agree with you, Brian. I think this show would definitely be better if we went, like, as I've talked about many times on the show, there's A, set up the problem, B, show intermediate content around the problem, and then C, show the, like, solution to the problem, or, like, what we're actually here to see. So, like, normally it's a competition show where you're like, this is the challenge, them doing the challenge, and then the results of the challenge. So here it's like set up for the prank, doing the setup for the prank and then pulling off the prank. And this like B section of the show is terrible. It's awful. Like, I don't need any of it. Like, it could
they don't literally do it as well. You know?
It's not good. I don't like it. Mm. So, like, can you turn this into a TikTok of just the prank? You know, great. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but they don't go too slow with it, to be fair to them.
No.
You know, like, they're moving a group.
I think you could chop 10 minutes off the show and turn it into a normal 10-20 minute show, and I think it would be better. Mm. Like, this is a 30-minute show, and I think there's a... You could chop off a good 10 minutes of it.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That might be the better show. Like, maybe an 8-minute version of the show might not be enough, but a 30 minute is too much. Like, a good 20 minutes. What are some drinking rules? Brian, you got one?
Anytime there's a magic trick, they're just casually doing magic all the time. Like, so you're going to be drinking.
Drinking?
Noah, you got one?
Yeah. Every time you see something that makes you laugh, take a drink.
Anytime a head explodes, finish a drink. Probably not going to happen, but I like it.
I hope there's more of it.
Brian's is definitely the good one. Maybe every time somebody screams, take a drink. There's a lot of screaming going on in the show.
Yeah.
Cheers and finish your drink on the reveal of like the prank being done.
Cheers to the governor.
Every time they do a test, take a sip of your drink to test it again.
All right. Well, Max isn't here for our second favorite question. What do you love about this show? Noah, what do you love?
I think the magic tricks are really good and the pranks are very good. The pranks are top notch. Top pranks. So yeah.
Brian, what do you love about the show?
How casual the magic is. Like it really feels like other pros are just like doing entertainment all the time. It's yeah, there's like you can't even like watch away from it.
Yeah, I mean, the pranks are definitely the highlight of the show. But, like, I'm trying to think of what else, like, I like more about this, like, prank panel versus this show. And I think it's just, like, the people on the show. Like, the Justin is like, yeah, he's fine. He just, like, doesn't have the charisma I need from a show like this. You really need to have the jackass guy. He's so good. He's got so much charisma. He's laughing. Like, Johnny I just Knoxville. Need somebody laughing.
You want Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah. No, you know what I need? You need the backstage guy, and he needs to laugh. It needs to be like, I need somebody to laugh along with and laugh at.
I see. So you want a sidekick?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it does help because they get the banter, they get the play. Yeah.
It's just like this, like, even watching the pranks entertaining, but it's not like they have the guy that's like setting up the prank in the back, and it's nothing. It's like a nothing burger. Why are you playing to this guy? He's just like, he's like, like, thanks. I really needed that.
Yeah, he needs it's like Conan and Andy. Yeah, remember when Conan had Andy? You need Andy.
It's the classic like radio show. You need the guy. You need to laugh because you're more likely to laugh if somebody else is laughing for sure.
Yeah. We gotta get man. We gotta get to producing. We need to put it on.
I know. That's what I'm like. Do I quit my job and try to become a reality show producer? Is that like? Is that my, you know?
We gotta do it. We gotta do both, right? We gotta do like.
How am I gonna produce a reality show and program at the same time?
No way.
Just gotta dip the finger in on the weekend. A little weekend dip.
All right. We do ratings. We do a stack ranking system between other reality shows. We get a top, middle, bottom, third. Brian, what do you got for me?
I'm going to put this in the top third. My girlfriend Katie and I we almost binge watched the entire thing. It was very enjoyable and like it's really quick.
So did you, well, we'll get into that. Noah, what do you got?
Yeah. Likely we'll finish this show similar to Brian. Like I think it's very bingeable. I think it's fun to watch. I'm a little torn, though, like, where I put it. It is top. I don't think it's top. The top, like, it just feels like a different type of show than we watch, and so I'm kind of hard on where to put it. So I'm putting it in the top. I'm going to put it in the bottom of the top. Very enjoyable. I actually will watch it. But yeah, I find it's a little bit, like, on an outlier we watch. So, top, bottom of the top.
Do I disagree with both of you or not? That's the question.
You got to do you, man. Be true to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be true to myself here. There's a lot of garbage out there. It's the problem. So it's like, is this like one third better than every other? Like, this is a top third reality show? Probably. Yeah. We'll put it at the bottom of the top. Sure. Why not? I'm pretty close to putting it in the middle, but as I've said, I think that the pranks are entertaining, but the rest of the show is kind of meh. And it needs more charisma. That's what I think this show needs. So, Brian.
Oh, I just found out. He's playing in Seattle in like 2 months.
Playing or performing?
Wait, what?
Performing. A magic show.
He's playing what? He's playing rugby?
He's playing a show.
Soccer?
Performing. Playing a show. You want to say that?
He's going to be doing street magic.
No, absolutely not. That is the wrong verb.
I think it's a good verb. We should go. We should go. We could probably talk to him. Be like, yo, hey, man. What's up?
You should get an interview. Brian, you said you've watched more than just this episode.
Yeah.
How did the other episodes compare to this one?
I thought there were like some differences too. You mentioned wanting to have a background like sidekick for this, like, and there's sometimes where it's kind of like the prank panel where like they're just like in the back and like just watching and like laughing along and stuff.
Yeah, I think you really underestimate how much enjoyable it is to watch Johnny Knoxville and what's his face just in the back laughing hysterically at like whatever's going on in the
prank. Don't get me wrong. That like those two comedy legends, but they're doing their own thing.
No, yeah, I mean it's a different show. Like this is like, but I think that's like a top of the top show. The prank panel. I think that show's really good. If you want to show, that's the best version of this show for sure. In my mind, I know we were talking. I said that, and Noah was giving me the side eye.
It just feels a little different to me, and like the pranks in here are so well done. Like Jackass, they got their own creativity.
The prank.
Oh, which one? Oh, the prank panel. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Jackass is a different show. I agree.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. I don't think I can.
Don't come back to us next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell us what you thought about the show on Twitter, whoever the hell you all want to call it, at Who Put This On.
It's people.
So, Brian, have any shout outs this week?
Not really any new shout outs. Just been like, think recently watched The Emperor's New Groove with Katie. That was also pretty fun.
Emperor's New Groove? Dress up? Really?
No, did not dress up.
You got to dress up like the Emperor.
Yeah. Did you enjoy his new groove or his old groove?
Both. It was groovy.
Noah, you have any shout outs?
I'm like in the middle of shouting, kind of. I'm in the middle of things, but in general. That said, I did wrap up Curb.
So did I.
Yeah, very clever way to end the show. I'm not going to spoil it.
You thought it was clever?
Yeah. You didn't think it was clever?
Clearly. I didn't particularly like the ending that much.
Funny. Like, I find it funny because like, that's like the whole, like, it's kind of like this running joke. But like,
of not liking the ending?
Well, yeah, that was like kind of the punchline. I mean, spoilers. Okay, spoilers. Turn off.
Sure.
So, Brian, are you caught up? Do you want to just check me?
I'm not. I'm going to take my headphones off.
Okay. So, I think it's funny because like they're saying people didn't like the Seinfeld ending, and yet they basically just do like a scene for scene recreation until they like twisted a little bit, but like I thought that was funny. Like it's they probably spent so much time trying to do something different. And they're like, fuck it, we're just gonna copy this and laugh.
I think that it's more likely that Larry David was like, they did it wrong on Seinfeld, or we did it wrong. Like, we gotta do it again. But like, they teamed up. Like, we all knew what it was gonna be, and it wasn't even as good as the Seinfeld finale. Like that. Like the other bits of the finale were good, but like the actual like court scene or whatever, and then like him getting let out, I guess, was interesting. Like, I don't know. It's also weird to say this is the last season, but then like there's no real reason for it to be the last season other than he's saying it is, you know.
This is done. Yeah. I mean, so I think like I'd have to watch Seinfeld again just like to compare, because like obviously I haven't watched the Seinfeld finale 20 years, whatever it's been. I
think Seinfeld finale is better. Because the court scenes, the characters on Seinfeld, infinitely better than the characters on Curb. Like, that Babu was Bob shows there. Up in that courtroom, you're like, oh shit, Babu. Like, you know who Babu is. Did I know who the woman was that was a kid and the bottle and the...
Yeah.
Like, no, I had no idea. I didn't even remember that scene. That scene was 25 years ago or whatever. Like that's not a character. That's just like an actor playing an act. Like, there aren't that many characters on Curb, right?
So that was something that really stood out to me when they ended the show, and like they try to bring like the ensemble all sitting in a row in the plane, and it doesn't feel as cohesive as when you have like Jerry, George, Kramer, Elaine. Like, they are the crew, you know, and it didn't feel as connected. Like yeah, obviously Cheryl and Ted and Jeff and Susie and Lewis, but like, I don't know, and obviously Leon, it wasn't as tight. Like, they are not clearly tight.
It took till like last season for me to really like Leon, to be honest, but he's pretty good. Like, Leon and Larry, good. They're good together.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Give him Brian the thumbs up.
You can come back. I'll give a shout out for a show that I haven't watched yet, but Fallout show comes out today, yesterday, whenever you listen to this, 2 days ago.
Who is knows it about the video game? Out?
No, it's a TV show, but it's based on a video game.
No, that's the thing. It's about to be like that guy with the blonde hair.
It's like the video game is about like they made a bunch of bunkers and one of the bunkers like tries to go out. After like a nuclear fallout or something, so then the TV show is like similar, but I don't think they're like they don't really steal like a storyline from the video game. They just steal moments, probably. I don't know. It looks good. Looks fun. So I'm excited to watch that.
Boys.
But Shogun is still really good. Been watching that. Shogun. It's like a Japanese, it's like a feudal Japanese show that's just like characters are so good, so well written, and the storyline is very interesting. It's the best show of the year so far.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just telling you that there's not even anything close.
Do they ever show their guns?
Yeah, they got guns. Well, the show has like an Englishman shows up on Japanese shores and he's got guns.
Oh, really?
But the Japanese people don't have guns.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's it for us this week. Tell us what you thought about this show on Twitter at WhoBitThisOn. You can find us on Facebook.com/WhoBitThisOn. You can email us questions and suggestions at WhoBitThisOn@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next time.
Next time.